Welcome back to the show, John Murphy. Steve Tasker in for Donald Jones today, and a special guest who's been here all weekend, really, as a guest of the Bills. He spoke at the team chapel on Saturday night, spoke to some of the rookies today, and he joins us in studio right now. 17 years in Major League Baseball, former first overall pick in the 1980 Major League Baseball draft, rookie of the year in 83, 8 consecutive years as a Major League All-Star, 4 World Series championship teams with the Mets and the Yankees. We are honored to have Daryl Strawberry in studio with us. Daryl, thanks very much for coming by.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Everybody said, what, Daryl Strawberry? What's he doing here? What are you doing here in Buffalo?
Well, I'm here, you know, because of Lynn, the chaplain. He's a dear friend of mine, and we've done some prison work at a prison in Louisiana, and he asked me would I come out and speak to the team here and some of the players and just really encourage the players and, you know, about sports and being in this kind of life, because I've experienced this life before and playing in New York City and, you know, a lot of challenges and a lot of ups and downs, and I just want to be able to encourage young players about the temptations of being a professional athlete and what can happen, because we make it seem to be all great. But behind the scenes, you know, there could be some trouble, you know, when you make wrong decisions. And I made a lot of them. And I want to be able to encourage young players not to make those mistakes that I made.
Yeah, just be clear. Say, Lynn, tell people who Lynn is, so, because not everybody knows who the chaplain is.
They don't know who the chaplain
right.
is. Lynn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lynn is the chaplain for,
right. okay.
so for the team.
So he came in and you did the you talked to the team on Saturday night. Right. And then, so you went to the game?
I did. I decided to go to the game. You know, I had a couple of tickets to go to the game, yeah, yeah. and I was with Thurman Thomas. I was set up there with him and his family. I know Thurman.
How was it watching with Thurman? Because I got a text loop with Thurman, and it ain't pretty. Especially
well,
a game
I've
like
known
that.
Thurman for a long time. You know, I've known them back in the days with Jim Kelly and Bruce Smith, all those guys, those great Buffalo teams. So. To be around him and his family was really cool to hang out with them and watch the game, man. I didn't realize it was going to snow. If I'd have known that, I probably would have.
Yeah, but you got to experience that. If you're going to come to Buffalo once in a while, you got to do that at this time. Don't come, I was just telling you to break. Don't come on July 4th. Come on, you know, yeah. December.
Well, July the 4th, you'd be shooting off fireworks.
Right.
But,
yeah,
you know,
yeah. it looks like
you were throwing snowballs yesterday.
Exactly, right.
July 4th looks like July 4th everywhere else.
Yeah.
Yesterday
exactly.
was a true Buffalo day.
Yeah. It was great. It was a great game. It was great to see the team pull it out, too.
So given your story, I mean, and it's awesome to hear. You've spoken to a lot of groups now that you've tried to encourage all these young guys to take a different road. Is there something you notice about, like this week you spoke to a football team, not a baseball team. Right? Is there something about pro athletes and athletes in general that you notice that's kind of universal, that you kind of know?
Yeah, of course. You know, it's the distractions, it's the temptation of life. You know, I had a chance to speak to Alabama football team and Florida State, Nick Saban and Jimbo Fisher asked me right. to come in and speak to the kids there, and just about decisions, you know, and choices, you know, because the temptations are real out there. And what a lot of young players don't know, we can pick our sins, but you can't pick the consequences behind them. And a lot of times consequences are so deep, I think players don't ever think they're going to get in trouble or they're going to get out because of who they are. And it's just not the way it works. I think we have to realize that we are professional athletes, and if you've never been educated about what this life is all about, you have a tendency of falling into the temptations and doing anything because you don't know any better. And that's what it was for me. I didn't know any better. I was introduced at the major league level to all the wrong things. I was introduced to the life, girls partying, mm-hmm. and I carried that in my life. And when young players came up, I never introduced them to the life that I was in. And I used to take the young players shopping because I didn't want them to experience this life I was
right,
in.
Right.
And because I knew
so
how.
Even in the midst of it, you knew it wasn't a place you really wanted to be, but it's hard to get out of. Right?
It's hard to get out once you get embedded in it. And I think players don't realize that. They think, well, I can get out of it anytime. It's not that simple. And I think when we get to a place and we get older, you come in life and you mature and you find purpose, you know, and I found my faith and really, you know, I travel so much, you know, helping people across America today, going to a lot of churches and preaching the gospel and helping people just with life situations, because I've been through them. And, you know, I'm I'm no better than anybody else. We're all human, you know, and we all have these shortcomings, and we all fall short, and we have to learn to pick ourselves up and not point at anyone and keep moving.
We're with Daryl Strawberry, who's here in Buffalo. You met with the Bills at Chapel on Saturday night, met with some of the rookies today. Are the temptations for professional athletes different now than they were, you know, in the mid-'80s when you were just coming up, Daryl?
Oh, yeah, I think they're a lot different now, especially with social media and all the outlets. And you find yourself in a lot of wrong places and get in a lot of trouble because of video and what someone
tweet about you. Yeah, the consequence is almost immediate now.
Yes. You don't get away with it. I was thinking about it, you know, if I'd have come at this time and who I was back then and social media would have been following me in those Mets those days, I think we'd been in a lot of trouble for you. Yeah. I mean, we got in a lot of trouble, but we would have been in
more. Might have kept you from going down the road in the first place. I mean, I learned some quick lessons that might have stuck with you and maybe helped you, but I think in the long run, you're right. I mean, It's always being on camera, you know.
It's always been. It's always challenging, you know, for these guys today because of everybody knows who they are because it's so easy to video someone.
It's so easy to find them.
Yeah, so easy to find them and realize who they are immediately, I think, and that's a big problem for them. They just have to be extremely careful about the way they walk and who they are and learning. You know, learning at this level. I really like what the Bills are doing here. I really like the fact that they are bringing spirituality into the guy's life and some faith to be able to help the guys build some type of character. Because you think about it, when a guy come out, he's 21, 22 years old, right, they still have a lot to learn. I don't care how great you were in college, but when you get to this level, it's different.
They have that much to learn, and then they throw a pile of money at them. And for the first time, I mean, when I was in college, I mean, my big worry was, what, you know, if I had a clean shirt to wear or whatever, I didn't have to worry about where I was. You know, I always had a place to live. They took care of my place to live, what I was supposed to do every day. You know, and all of that. You get out in the pro athlete, you know, in college, because football players can't always go to college. Baseball players, not always. You throw a kid in there, he's got to do his own budget, he's got to pick his own place, got to find his own ride, got to do all this on his own. That's overwhelming, and you put the temptation in with it, man, the kid's in over his head quick.
Well, I think a lot of people don't understand that, organizations don't understand that. You know, they look at, you know, the athlete from his ability to play. Yeah. They don't really look at his background and, you know, really where he comes from and, you know, the brokenness that's on the inside. A lot of times there's a lot of brokenness on the inside. And I think people think money should make you well, and it really doesn't. Yeah. I mean, I was at the top. I had it all. I did it all. But it never made me well on the inside from the brokenness that was on the inside of me. And people say, well, how can you be broken and you got money? They just don't understand. If you come from a place where it was dysfunction and, you know, my dad was an alcoholic and said I never amounted to nothing, I believe that. Just because I put on the uniform, I was telling the players and the coaches Saturday, my pain led me to my greatness. But my greatness would eventually lead me to my destructive behavior because it's going to play out if you never deal with what's going on the inside. I can look good and strong on the outside. I can hit home runs. But on the inside, my whole house is on fire.
Right. Daryl, you've written a book recently, came out a couple of months ago, called Don't Give Up On Me. Tell us about the book. What's in the book?
Don't Give Up On Me is a book about shedding light on addiction with what's happened across America. I come from addiction, and my wife also. And, you know, I got 14 years of recovery now. And what it means, what the book is really all about, is educating people about addiction with the opiate and heroin epidemic that we have in America, mm-hmm, with so many young people losing their life. We need to get back to educating our kids. We need to get back into the school and bring faith and bring education back to our young people. Because I think our young people today in this society, in this millennial of kids, don't believe that their life matters. And I think we have gotten away from what's really important. I think we focus too much on the problem. We know it's a problem, but there's a solution. Mm-hmm. And solution is education, if we can get back to educating them. And that's what the book is about, and that's what the doctors come in and describe. And our team, John Picciano, who's the CEO, and Ron Dark, all of us, and Sean, the writer, we decided we needed to write this book because I have two treatment centers down in Florida. And we decided we needed to write this book to get back to educating the people so we can help our younger people and make them aware of the danger of drugs.
That's a great message for these Bills players. We thank you very much for coming on the show with us today to talk about it. It's great to have you.
It's great to
meet
thanks. You,
thanks for being
around.
Here.
The weather's going to be like this for a couple of months.
Yeah.
No?
Enjoy.